People are texting in because they're hearing your real voice now after people know you from Game of Thrones. And people are like, this is not. This is not Ygritte from Game of Thrones. And I'm like, no,
what
it is.
This voice.
It actually is. We have to play this montage. We've got to get this out there because, I mean, I feel like this will go with you to your grave.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. You know nothing, Jon Snow. You know nothing, Jon Snow. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
I mean, there's a lot.
You know something.
Oh, he does know something.
I know I love you. I know you love me.
I love that montage.
He does know one thing.
I do know one thing. I know I love you. Do people ask you to do that? If they see you in the street, they're like, go on, say it.
Do you know what? When you've already got it in your head that, like, you can't, you just can't because it's the 10th time of the day, you'll be like, no, you just walk away feeling like a douche if you don't. So, yeah.
Do you do it? How many times a day are you asked it?
A couple of times. And then a lot of people are kind of, like, disappointed because the Northern accent doesn't come out of my mouth. So, yeah.
And how do they approach? Are they, like, straight up? Are they like, right, come on.
I know you from somewhere. How do I know you from somewhere?
Is that what they say?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is like, come on. Come on now.
Say it.
Come on, please. Say it and I'll stop bugging you.
Or do people do that thing of like to pretending to befriend you at first and then they're like, oh, by the way, you can't just say.
you can't just say.
Can we have one live on Radio 1 right now?
Are we doing it?
Because people want it. Okay, hang on. Let's add some echo for dramatic effect.
Okay. We happy?
Yeah.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
That's good, wasn't it? Yeah! Amazing. You sounded just like her.
Should have practiced it.
We've had quite a lot of Game of Thrones chat actually this week because we saw Maisie Williams.
Amazing.
Did you see her tweeting about getting the new season script?
No, I didn't.
So she did like a live tweet along.
Did she? Okay.
And I don't think it was planned or anything, but she basically got the script and was like, it'd be like you doing it for Morgan, being like, oh my God, guys, wait till you get this film. You're not going to believe it. And then this happens, and then this happens. And she kind of like tweeted along and was like, you are not ready for it. Do you still watch it? Do you still get into Game of Thrones?
Oh my God, how could you not? Oh, Nick, I think it's just the best thing.
Because once you've been in it, are you not just like, oh, I know him and I know her. And I know
that location.
Yeah.
I think, along with the rest of the world, I'm now kind of like waiting to see with bated breath what is going to happen.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm fully kind of like immersed and committed to that world. It's awesome. I'm biased, obviously, but I think it's a cracking show.
And it is such like it's one of those shows which definitely goes from just being like a show. It's bigger than that. It's a massive part of pop culture and it's a massive talking point and all of this. Because in people, when we were saying you were coming on the show, every single person's like, you know, she goes out with Jon Snow in real life. And we're like, yeah. And they're like, in real life, she goes out with him. But what the Jon Snow whole thing of whether or not, you know, is Jon Snow alive? Is Jon Snow dead?
Yeah.
You must have known.
I knew from the, yeah.
So how is life having a secret like that?
It was, I think I became very well kind of like rehearsed in staring somebody in the, kind of like in the eyes and being like, yeah, no, he's dead. Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
I think that was possibly when the kind of like acting abilities kicked in. And I was like, I'm just going to have to like, because when I do, I can't get away with a lie because I just turn red. Like there's a rash that creeps up my neck and my face. And I'm like, no, you know I'm lying because I've just turned bright red.
That's a terrible thing to have as an actress.
I know, it's a terrible thing to have an actress. But I suppose like in real life, when you're talking to whoever it is, you'll be like, no, I'm afraid he's not coming back. And then, yeah, exactly. But I always knew that it was inevitable that it would come out. And obviously when the show came out, but yeah, no, it was weird for about a year.
I bet.
Kind of like, sorry, Mum. Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, can't say. Don't know.
Sorry, don't trust you guys.
Just ignoring people.
Yeah.
Well, we can finally talk about that now.
The Radio 1 Breakfast.